Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson called Whales, the Giants of the Sea. Well, we learned about one kind of whale yesterday, the sperm whale. And we're going to learn about some other whales today. But I wonder how much you know about whales already. Carolyn, what can you tell us about whales?
Well, we are going to be talking about the blue whale today.
And
One thing that we aren't going to talk about are the blue whale babies.
What?
And blue whale babies are born 8 meters long.
Wow.
Did you know that, Gabe?
I did not know that, Carolyn. Do you know anything else about whales?
Well, these blue whale babies also weigh 3 tons.
What?
And they gain 91 kilograms every day for the first year.
Stop. That's a lot of weight.
It is. Well, we're going to learn about just how big these blue whales get as adults in our lesson today.
You know some great things about whales. All I know is that half of the brain sleeps at a time for some whales. They don't really sleep. The whole brain doesn't sleep at a time. I like Carolyn's facts cooler. You know what? There are so many things to learn about whales. Let's get started with today's lesson. First, we're going to learn about blue whales.
Whales, the giants of the sea. Blue whales. Blue whales are the largest animal in the world, many weighing up to 180,000 kilograms and reaching lengths of over 30 meters. They are long and slender, with a bluish-gray color and a heart that weighs as much as a small car. These sea giants are baleen whales, meaning they have a comb-like ridge on the top and bottom of their mouths, where teeth are normally found. These whales take in water as they swim, and the baleen, equipped with bristles, filters the water and catches small ocean creatures called krill. These whales eat around 40 million krill per day, totaling over 3,600 kilograms.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Did you know there are many types of whales? No? Don't worry, we'll learn about 2 of them in today's article. Let's take a look at our key words for the day. Ridge. Ridge is a noun. We climbed the mountain ridge and took pictures of the beautiful scenery. Filter. Filter is a verb. This device filters and traps bacteria, making your drinking water safe. Prey. Prey is a noun. The lion observed its prey for a long while before finally attacking. Alongside. Alongside is a preposition. The motorcycle policeman came alongside me and informed me that my back lights were not working. Your more information words are bristle. Bristle is a noun. Barnacle. Barnacle is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn a lot of great information. Let's begin.
These whales sound like they are very hungry. And we are talking about blue whales, of course. We talked a little bit about blue whale babies in the introduction. And here we have more facts about blue whales. Gabe, what is this first sentence?
All right. Blue whales are the largest animal in the world, many weighing up to 180,000 kilograms and reaching lengths of over 30 meters. Okay. So, of course, now you know. If you didn't before, this is the largest animal in the world.
It is a very large animal if it is weighing up to 180,000 kilograms. kilograms. This is not 180,000 pounds, 180,000 kilograms. Mm-hmm. So this is a very, very heavy animal.
Yeah, it's a good thing they're swimming in the ocean. They wouldn't be able to move on land, I don't think. Well, these are very long creatures as well, at least 30 meters, some of them, or they can reach 30 meters. They are long and slender, with a bluish-gray color and a heart that weighs as much as a small car. Well, if a creature has a heart that weighs as much as a small car, I don't usually think of it as slender. How can you describe these blue whales as slender, Carolyn?
Well, because they are so long, they don't look like they are very wide. Mm-hmm. They look very slender because they are much longer than they are wide.
Okay, so if someone is very tall or something is very long, then you can describe it as being slender, even if it is indeed very big as well. So their hearts weigh as much as a small car. That is a big heart. How do we continue, Carolyn?
We continue with, these sea giants are baleen whales, meaning they have a comb-like ridge on the top and bottom of their mouths where teeth are normally found. So these whales do not have teeth, they have baleen, and it is a ridge, a comb-like ridge along the top and bottom of their mouths. And let's look at that word, ridge. Gabe, what is a ridge?
Well, a ridge is kind of the edge of something, but I usually think of it as up and down, not like the edge of a cliff, but like the edge of maybe a mountain range, and there is a ridge. It's the tops of the mountains. So that is the ridge.
Right. So a ridge is something that is raised. Maybe there is a ridge in front of your door. You want to make sure that you don't trip over the little part that sticks up in front of your door as you go in and out of your house.
Yeah, be careful around ridges in doorways. Well, we're talking about the comb-like ridge at the top and the bottom of these whales' mouths, and this is why they are called baleen whales. So they're not toothed whales like sperm whales are. Well, how do we continue, Carolyn?
We see these whales take in water as they swim, and the baleen, equipped with bristles, filters the water and catches small ocean creatures called krill. Well, there's a lot in that sentence to talk about. First, let's look at the phrase take in. They take in water. So if you take something in, then you bring it in. Mm-hmm. You can take in water here, but you could also take in information. If you are learning something new, you can take it in.
Very good. You're taking it in. You are consuming it. You could also maybe take in a breath of fresh air if you got out of the city and you breathe in. You're taking in a breath of fresh air, and if you're walking up to the top of that mountain, where there's a ridge, you can look out and take in some beautiful scenery, too.
That's right. So there are many ways to use this phrase, take in, not just when you take something into your mouth, but you can take something in with your eyes or with your mind. And here we have the whales, they take in water as they swim, and the baleen, these comb-like bristles, they are equipped with bristles, which is kind of like on a brush. Mm-hmm. And this filters the water and catches small ocean creatures called krill. Now, the bristles filter the water. Let's look at that word from the word bank. Gabe, what does it mean to filter something?
That means you're trying to strain the water, in this case, and try to get some things out of it. So it makes me think about coffee, actually. When you make coffee, you put the coffee grinds inside, and then you try to filter that out of the water. So you're not actually drinking the coffee beans and the coffee grinds. You're just drinking the coffee. So that's how you can use this word. As I just used it, as a verb. But you know what? There could be a coffee filter as well. That's a noun.
That's right. So they filter the water by using these bristles because they actually don't want the water. They want to catch these small creatures called krill so that they can eat them. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about these bristles and these comb-like ridges on their mouths here in the Information Cloud with Steve and Ken.
The baleen whales use bristles to filter the water and catch krill. This process reminds me of the expression going over something with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, it's easy to make that association, as our lesson mentions a comb-like ridge in the whale's mouth that works pretty much like a comb.
Right. But in this case, the comb is not used to comb hair. Rather, it works like a filter, which is interesting because for centuries, people used combs for the unglamorous purpose of removing lice eggs from their hair.
And a fine tooth comb, or one that has small narrow teeth that are set closely together, is especially effective in this endeavor.
Now the expression going over things with a fine tooth comb was first used in detective or police work. Just as a person would use a fine tooth comb to find and remove the smallest of filth from one's hair, investigators would carefully go over the details of a crime scene looking for the smallest of clues to solve the case.
Today, the expression can apply to a very detailed approach to anything. An editor might go over a book or article with a fine tooth comb, checking for small mistakes.
If your teacher uses a fine tooth comb when he or she is examining your work, you'd better make sure everything is in order before you hand it in.
今天的课文讲到 baleen whales, 须鲸, 它们口里呢, 都有着梳子般的毛, 鲸鱼呢, 就会用这一排一排的毛, 过滤海水, 捕捉小型的海洋生物。 我们可以来学一个相关的片语, go over something with a fine tooth comb. Fine tooth comb 就是 齿牙很密的梳子，在古时候，这种梳子并不是用来梳头，而是用来移除头发里头虱所产的软。所以呢， go over something with a fine tooth comb 就是彻底的、仔细的检查、搜寻某一个地方。比如说，一个好的编辑一定会 go over a book with a fine tooth comb， 仔细的校对一本 尚未发行的书。这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Thank
you, gentlemen. Well, we're continuing to learn about blue whales. These whales eat around 40 million krill per day, totaling over 3,600 kilograms. That's a lot of krill. These whales have an enormous appetite. Of course, they need to because they are enormous creatures. As you'll notice, that word krill does not have an S, even as a plural. Now, let's continue learning with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 rich 这个名词。 Rich 是指隆起的部位或者是山脊。例如, trying to fix the antenna, they are set on the ridge of the roof. 爸爸坐在屋脊上试着修理天线。 或者是 the mountaineers finally reached the mountain ridge at 4 p.m. 这些登山者终于在下午4点到达山脊。继续我们看的是 filter 这个动词。 Filter 是指过滤或滤除。例如 the water in the pool was filtered before it was recycled. 游泳池的水在回收前会先过滤。或者是 all the boss's emails are filtered by his secretary. 老板所有的电子邮件都由他的秘书过滤。 Filter 也可以当名词, 意思是指过滤器 或者是滤网。 例如, the AC filter needs to be cleaned periodically. 空调的滤网需要定期的清洁。
Well, we've been learning all about whales in our lesson, and especially about blue whales earlier today. We learned that these are the largest animals in the world, that many weigh up to 180,000 kilograms, and they can reach to a length of over 30 meters. That is a huge whale. And of course, something else we learned is that they are baleen whales, so they don't have teeth. Instead, they have that comb-like ridge on the top and bottom of their mouths. Well, we're going to continue learning about blue whales and then about gray whales in the next part of our reading for today.
Whales, the giants of the sea. Blue whales once numbered in the hundreds of thousands, but overhunting has nearly driven them to extinction. Today it is believed that only a few thousand remain. Gray whales. Gray whales are another kind of baleen whale. They typically swim along the ocean bottom, using their mouths to suck up mud and their baleen to filter their prey. With heads usually covered in barnacles, gray whales are easy to recognize and not shy, often swimming alongside boats and watching the people aboard.
Well, it sounds like seeing gray whales would be a very, very fun and exciting thing to do. Now, continuing at the beginning of this section, we still have a little more information about blue whales. We see that blue whales once numbered in the hundreds of thousands, but overhunting has nearly driven them to extinction. Today, it is believed that only a few thousand remain. This seems a little bit sad, Gabe.
It is really sad, Carolyn. There aren't that many blue whales left, at least compared to the way that it once was. We see that word once at the beginning of this sentence. Blue whales once numbered this amount. That means once upon a time, or a long time ago, or in the past at one time. Okay, and we also see it numbered in the hundreds of thousands. So, when you use the word in to talk about a number, you can use it to talk about a huge number, like hundreds of thousands. You could say it numbered in the millions. There were at least a million.
That's right. And we see that overhunting has nearly driven them to extinction. So these are an endangered species, something we've mentioned before to be on a threatened or endangered species list. And it has nearly driven them to extinction. We want to look at that phrase, to be driven to something. Gabe, what does it mean if you are driven to something?
Well, that means that something happened in life and it caused you to be a certain way. So something happened in nature and it caused whales or blue whales to almost be extinct. So how can you use this phrase in another way? You could say, you drove me to anger. That means you made me get angry. Or you could say, that news drove my friend into depression. It caused him to get really sad.
Well, but you can also use this in other ways. Maybe your car is always breaking down and it drove you to buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Not driving a car, but it made you need to buy a new car because it was always broken.
That's right. So we see here that something drove whales to near extinction. Today is believed that only a few thousand blue whales remain. I'm sad for these blue whales, but I am happy to learn about gray whales. Let's do that now. Gray whales are another kind of baleen whale. So again, they don't have teeth.
That's right. And we find out they typically swim along the ocean bottom, using their mouths to suck up mud and their baleen to filter their prey. So before, when we were learning about blue whales, the blue whales were filtering water through their baleen to filter the prey. And here we have they are sucking up mud. These gray whales suck up mud and then use the baleen to filter their prey.
Mm-hmm.
And prey is a word from the word bank. Gabe, what is prey?
Ooh, prey. Well, if you're searching for a meal, and you are an animal, of course, searching for a meal, then you might catch your prey. That is anything that you catch to eat to make you stronger and healthier as an animal. That is your prey.
So here we were talking about the blue whales eat a lot of krill. The krill would be their prey, and now we're talking about gray whales sucking up mud to filter their prey.
All right, so we're talking about prey here. Now, you notice that this word does not have an S. Again, krill and prey, they don't have an S in their plural forms. Okay, now this makes me think of another animal called a praying mantis. It's a little green insect that preys on other smaller insects. So the praying mantis. It is looking for other things to eat. So this word can be a verb as well. to pray.
That's right, but this is P-R-E-Y, not
yep.
P-R-A-Y.
Yes.
Those are two different kinds of prey. Continuing learning about gray whales, with heads usually covered in barnacles, gray whales are easy to recognize and not shy, often swimming alongside boats and watching the people aboard. And alongside is also from our word bank, and it just means to be beside something, to go along the side of it.
That's right. You could say walk alongside me or come alongside, learn something with me. So these gray whales like to swim alongside boats. They watch the people on board. I think I like these gray whales. Well, I also like review skits. Let's enjoy one right now, and then we'll see Michelle in the language lab.
Ah, here we are on a whale-watching adventure.
Whales, I'm fascinated by these giant marine animals.
Ah, yes, their size is enormous, and their ways are mysterious.
Yeah, I'm looking for sperm whales.
Ah, sperm whales are elusive creatures that live in remote waters.
Oh.
They can reach 18 meters and have the largest brains of any animal.
Is that so?
They can dive more than 3,000 meters and stay underwater for 90 minutes.
Oh, do you think we'll see any sperm whales?
Not likely.
Oh. Well, okay. I'll look for blue whales.
Blue whales are the largest mammals in the world.
Really?
They can weigh 180,000 kilos and reach lengths of 30 meters.
That is enormous.
They take in water and catch small ocean creatures called krill.
That is so interesting.
There aren't many blue whales. Not as many as there used to be.
Oh, well, do you think we'll see any blue whales?
Not likely.
Too bad. Well, maybe I'll look for gray whales.
Gray whales swim along the ocean bottom. Their heads are usually covered in barnacles.
Barnacles?
And they're not shy. They swim alongside boats and watch people.
Wow. Do you think we'll see any gray whales today?
Not likely.
Too bad.
Ah, keep looking. I'm sure you'll see something.
Okay. Still looking.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 prey 这个集合的名词。例如 spiders catch their prey with their elaborate webs. 蜘蛛用它们精巧的蜘蛛网来抓取猎物。或者是 an eagle is hovering above looking for its prey.一只老鹰在盘旋寻找猎物 ,prey 也指可以欺负伤害或愚弄的对象。例如 ,many burglars or robbers see old people as easy prey。许多的窃盗或者是强盗都把老人家当作好欺负的对象。最后我们看的是 alongside 这个介系词。alongside 是指在旁边或并排。例如 ,I rode my bike alongside my brothers。我和哥哥并排骑着脚踏车。或者是 many tourists stroll alongside the River Seine. 许多游客沿着塞纳河边漫步。Alongside 也指和某个对象一起。例如 Jesse has been working alongside Jeff for 10 years. Jesse 和 Jeff 并肩一起工作已经十年了。It's time to go back to our teachers now.
We've learned a lot of interesting facts about whales today, and I wonder which one you like the most. Gabe?
Well, I really like the gray whales. I think it's interesting that they suck up mud and then filter their prey. I kind of like the idea of sucking up water to filter prey. But I like the gray whales because they seem like friendly whales. They like to swim right alongside the boats so you can see them up close.
That is a pretty interesting fact about gray whales. What was your favorite fact today? Think about it, talk about it in English, and we will see you here again tomorrow on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.